Welcome to The Marketing Menu, the delicious podcast with regular, relevant content to help your business grow and thrive. Jargon-free, easy-to-understand marketing tools with effective tips and tricks, and guaranteed no cheese.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the latest podcast from The Marketing Menu with me, Nikki, and Liz. And today we're going to finally reveal to listeners what we've been doing over the summer, aren't we, Liz?
We are indeed. And we couldn't be more excited, listeners. We think we've kept you waiting long enough, so go for it, Nikki.
Okay, so listeners, we're delighted to announce the launch of the Marketing Menu Consultancy. Yay! Our new business has been set up to offer marketing training online, as we both feel this is a natural extension to what we've been trying to achieve with the podcasts.
And it also leads really nicely into the subject of today's podcast, which is all about positioning. But let's tell the listeners a little more about how we decided to go into business and what we can offer with the training.
Yeah, good idea, Liz. Well, it all started with me going to an incredible four-day course called the Public Speakers University, which was run by Andy Harrington, who is well regarded as one of the world's leading public speaking experts. And I was so inspired by what I learned that it got me thinking about what else we could do. And I remember going back to my hotel room that night and calling you, Liz, didn't I? Although I was completely exhausted, I was so inspired. And I really wanted to know, you know, what did you think about us offering marketing training online?
And I remember that call very clearly. You were buzzing, even though it was late, and I was in bed.
Oh, okay. Never told me that.
It was 9 o'clock on a Saturday night, really sad. By the end of the conversation, I was completely on board and you were flying even higher, as I recall.
Yeah, it did feel like a very natural progression from training, you know, that we both offer face to face, of course. But, you know, obviously entering the online training world is new to both of us. And, you know, boy, it's been a bit of a journey.
It really has. But we've had luck along the way, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
A long-standing contact of mine was selling her online training business at exactly the right time and just happened to email me to say, did I know of anyone who might be interested in buying it?
So enter Nikki and Liz.
Yes, perfect timing. And I think that this perfectly illustrates the power of networks.
So then we set about investigating exactly what we needed to do to launch an online training business.
Yep, from formally creating the business to researching the different platforms to be used. And I must say at this point, my hat is off to you, Nikki, because you've done a completely awesome job on the technical side.
Thank you.
From setting up the training platform to negotiating your way around webinar providers and stuff like landing pages and email automation. Just saying these things gives me a migraine.
Well, thanks, Liz. I mean, it has been a bit frustrating at times and I have had some sleepless nights, but I am now proud of how it all looks and operates and I have learned so much. And the great thing is I'm now going to be able to share this knowledge with clients as well. So, I mean, it may be worth pointing out that for those who are familiar with our website, themarketingmenu.com, that it has had a little bit of a facelift, as has the branding for our podcast, which people may have noticed over recent weeks.
Yeah, I particularly like the mini-me's that we've created. Perhaps we should say a shout out to our wonderful graphic designer, Mary, for creating these. We'll have some fun with them, I'm sure. So let's explain the training. And listeners, we've had to apply all we've talked to you about over the last few months to market our own business.
Well, we couldn't not, could we really?
No, exactly. Practicing what we preach. First, we put together an action plan, of course, and have continued to build on this with timely updates.
Yeah, of course, because we're always stressing the need for action planning, aren't we, listeners?
And then we looked at our target market and decided that we wanted to develop the training to appeal to small business owners who've been struggling with their own marketing, managers who employ someone to do their marketing but would like to understand more about how it works, and anyone who wants to brush up their marketing skills and bring themselves up to date with new practices.
Yeah, and then next we looked at sort of tone of voice, I suppose, which helped us, you know, convert the training materials into marketing menu speak. We already knew this because we've established it through the podcasts, for instance, jargon-free, no Americanisms.
Yeah, that's right. It was really important to us.
Which brings us on to positioning.
Actually, I forgot we were doing a podcast about that. Go on.
So we talked briefly about positioning on previous podcasts, but basically it sets out what a business should do to market its products or services to its customers and then to create an image in the customers' minds. It forms part of the marketing plan and comes into play when you're working through what's called the marketing mix, which is, you know, the four P's: product, price, place and promotion.
So the key things to look at when considering how your business is positioned are to look at how your business is currently positioned, find out who your competitors are and look at how they're positioned, determine what makes you different from your competitors, and then create a brand positioning statement. And we're going to tell you how to do this in a minute.
But why is this all important?
I guess because once you know how you want to be perceived by your customer, you can focus your marketing activities more specifically and effectively. You do have to know how you want to move your customer on from knowledge of what you do to buying. And listeners, I'd refer you right back to podcast 4, which covers what makes your customer tick as a good starting point.
Yeah, and I'd also add, Liz, that our podcasts on pricing and branding are also relevant.
Yeah, very much.
Particularly when it comes to deciding what positioning strategy you're actually going to use.
How do you mean?
Well, you know, you could choose quality positioning, where you'll sort of focus on the highest quality products or services available. You may want to be seen as leaders in a particular field. And as such, your pricing needs to reflect this, as people will be buying a premium product and they're going to expect to pay a higher price.
So conversely, value positioning would be where your product is perceived to be at the cheaper end of the market, say like Aldi or Lidl.
Yeah, they're great examples, actually. And then you've got the demographic positioning, where you may be appealing to a specific target group by age or gender, for example, like over 50s insurance or multivitamins, say, for pregnant mums to be. And you can start to see how this really, you know, helps you focus on what your marketing messages now need to be.
And then you've got competitive positioning strategies. And this is where you actually reposition the image of your competitors in the customer's mind.
What do you mean that?
Well, say you're running a carpet cleaning business and you pride yourself on using non-toxic chemicals, but your competitor's doing the same. You could re-emphasise the benefits of using those cleaning agents, going into more detail about the quality of your service, thereby diminishing the effect of your competitor's message and emphasising your unique selling point. You could even look at how Coca-Cola and Pepsi compete with each other, for instance. Similar product, yeah. Same target market, and they're evolving their messages all the time.
Okay, so good stuff. So right, before we go any further, let's just take a moment to remind everybody that our podcasts are free and available to download from iTunes, Stitcher, Blueberry and TuneIn.
And yes, we also provide a transcript of all our podcasts on our website too, so you can go back and check specific details about what we've talked about at themarketingmenu.com.
Yeah, so let's get back to positioning then, Liz, and let's just talk about how to create a brand positioning statement. So what actually needs to go into this?
Well, to start with, you need to look at your target market. So who are you trying to appeal to? The more detail you can include here, the better it is for creating the marketing message.
Then I presume you have to do some research about how relevant your product or service is compared to the competitors.
Yep.
And this should be followed up by deciding what makes you stand out from your competitors too, your USP or, you, as you've said already, unique selling point.
Yeah, absolutely. So finally, what evidence do you have that your business delivers what it says it does?
And when this has all been written down and finalised, I suppose then you're creating your positioning statement.
Yeah. So to give you an idea, this is the positioning statement for Starbucks.
Okay.
To cultured millennials, Starbucks is a premium coffee house that adds an intimate and valuable experience to a consumer's lifestyle by integrating caffeine with a comfortable environment.
So it says what you do, it says what how you want your customers to perceive you, and also what makes you different from everybody else.
Yep.
So done. Although I'm not so sure about the integrating caffeine statement, it's a bit highbrow.
Yeah, perhaps.
but with such a strong statement, you can now see, you know, this is clearly defined for everybody, including your own staff, to see and understand, and it helps you define what else you now want to say.
Yeah, you may even think about creating a tagline, which of course makes your brand more memorable. So think of Nike and Just Do It,
yeah.
Or L'Oreal and Because You're Worth It.
Yeah, good examples. And of course, they couldn't have been created without knowing what the positioning strategy was for each product. So, you know, like looking at L'Oreal, for example, their tagline reflects the fact that customers will expect to pay more.
Yeah, exactly. So on to repositioning. And we touched on this when we talked about tasty brand stories in podcast 14.
Yeah, we gave that good example, didn't we, of Old Spice, didn't we? And how they repositioned their brand to women when they wanted to introduce a new male body wash range.
Yeah, so repositioning is basically getting your customer to think about your product or service differently.
Precisely. Or it could be, though, to appeal to a different target market. But you could go through the same process we outlined earlier to make sure that you're using the right marketing message to appeal to this new market.
Or you may consider repositioning if a product wasn't selling well.
Another good example is the repositioning of Travelodge, I'm thinking. They got that reputation, didn't they, of being a bit cheap and tatty. But after they had the major refurbishment of some of their hotels, they repositioned themselves as a value alternative for families and business travellers.
Yeah. Once again, this is a huge subject, isn't it? And we've only just skimmed the surface. But hopefully, listeners, we've given you some of the basics to consider when looking to position or reposition your business or specific product.
Yeah. So back to our own business positioning then. So let's apply some of what we've talked about to our own marketing.
I think we should.
So not only, guys, are we developing 20 bite-sized courses covering marketing, customer care, sales and business, we have what we're calling our signature courses, which are really meaty and will cover marketing essentials with practical exercises and strategies that can be implemented immediately.
Yeah, and for our first super tasty signature marketing a la carte course, we will be delivering a 3-day workshop at the exclusive Carey's Manor Hotel in the heart of the New Forest at the end of November.
Yeah, and included in this course, we're going to give access to our savvy social media, profiting from public relations, and tasty marketing action plan courses, which are going to be available to buy separately, but the signature course is only available by attending the workshop.
Very exciting. So our positioning reflects that this is a prestigious course with high quality teaching and materials, developed by two marketing professionals with over 40 years combined experience, delivered in a luxury hotel, because our target market work hard to achieve their success and deserve to be treated well.
Yes, absolutely. And you can find full details of our courses and the benefits of attending the Marketing a la Carte Signature Course, which is actually running from the 30th of November to the 2nd of December, on our website, themarketingmenu.com.
Well, that brings us to the end of this podcast, and we hope that you've enjoyed hearing about our new venture and have been able to draw inspiration and ideas for your own business. Please do share this podcast with your friends and colleagues, particularly if they're starting up a new business or if they're trying to do their own marketing.
Yeah, and don't forget, please, that we are on social media too. So do visit our Facebook and Twitter pages, where we share lots of other information to help your marketing activity be as effective as possible.
And as if this podcast couldn't be more exciting,
yeah, please,
we're happy to announce that our next two podcasts will feature guest speakers.
Yay, that's a first. Yeah, so everybody, on the 18th of October, we're going to be joined by Jake Moore, who is Cyber Crime Prevention Officer from Dorset Police. And he's going to be talking to us about how to stay safe online. Now, he has a great new YouTube channel too, offering some amusing insights and some great information on this interesting and, let's face it, concerning safety aspect. So I'm looking forward to that.
Me too.
Yeah. And then after that, we're going to be looking at TV and radio advertising and how it's evolved to become a really smart way to advertise, which I know listeners are going to be really interested to learn about.
Yeah, me too. So until then, it's time for us to leave you for this week. And it's a goodbye from me, Liz.
And me, Nikki. And we're both from
The Marketing Menu Consultancy.
Cheerio.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Marketing Menu, brought to you by Nikki Matthews and Liz Gordon. Episodes are every 2 weeks on Wednesdays. Please share, subscribe, or add reviews, and stay in touch for more bite-sized marketing tasters for growing businesses.